Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Late Night with Lee Alston, where you are listening to Let's Do a Radio, found on the homepage and sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening to Let's Do a Radio, welcome, welcome, welcome. This won't be your last time hearing this young man, Lee Alston, out of Freeport, Texas. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, and CEO, fashion designer of Anaïs Baku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Do It All in the Mall is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier and is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores and stores added on a daily basis. And it's stores of all your needs, which has been in business for over 13 years. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home, or you can join us at 845-241-9985. You can make a difference, not only stateside, not only nationwide, but worldwide. So take a tour and shop. Support each other. You know, help each other out. Come on now. Let's become the next Black Wall Street. Today is Friday, May 28th, 2021, and we have the great Lee Alston from Freeport, Texas with Gullah Soul Music with today's segment, Late Night with Lee Alston, which we appreciate you tuning in worldwide. So as I bring in our guests, as I always say, for grown folks, get situated with your beverage of choice, cheese, crackers, fruits, let your hair down, put your hair up, put your mask on, your cleansing mask, not your face mask, because, you know, you wherever you are. And just let your hair down, just enjoy tonight's session. And, hey, if there's anything else you'd like to hear, you can call us, 845-241-9985. Heck, you might even be playing spades, a domino, bid whist. If you want to call in tonight, please do. We'd enjoy your conversation. The number again is 845-241-9985. Or maybe you just want to sit back and listen. Maybe you're in the tub and just want to be in your bubble bath or wherever you are. Comment and let us know where you're listening from. Yes, sir.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And as I said again, that prelude that you heard is entitled Jazz Interlude. It's nice and soft. And when I initially heard that song, as I always say, it's just so soothing and calming that, you know, you all of his music is that way. So, you just have to listen and enjoy the music of the evening. And let me introduce our guest and get into the show. So welcome, 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 Mr. Lee Alston of Freeport, Texas, of Gullah Soul Music. Thank you for joining us, and welcome back to Let's Do It Radio, as we come back every 2 weeks. So here we are, Late Night with Lee, and you heard a couple of episodes ago, your audience is growing. And I know we have a listener on, so I'm going to acknowledge the listener before we bring you in. May I ask who 6461 is, and if you're just listening, or would you like to say something?
Just listening.
6461.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And who are we speaking? Who are we speaking with this evening?
This is Mr. Jackson.
Oh, okay, Mr. Bobby Jackson out of D.C.
Yes.
Well, how are you? He's a friend of mine, Lee, and he decided to join us this evening. So thank you for joining us.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. So we have friends and people joining us. So, you know, we appreciate Mr. Jackson joining us this evening. And we're going to go ahead and let Mr. Alston speak. So go ahead and greet the people today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Late Night with Lee Alston. And I'm so happy to be with you all again on this evening. I'm looking forward to having a wonderful evening with you all tonight. And y'all just sit back, relax, call in, holler at me if you want to. I mean, we all here tonight, man. We just having a good time, and I'm looking forward to what's in store for this evening.
Yes. And we are every other Friday, and the time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And you want to reach your worldwide listeners, because I think, don't you have people in, like, the U.K. and Australia and where else?
Oh, yeah. I want to greet everybody over in the U.K., mm-hmm. Canada, Australia, Africa, Germany, Poland, Portugal, Italy, France, every other country over there that's connected with me. I want to thank you all for your downloads, for your shares, even the ones here in the U.S., down there in Gullah Nation, especially down there in North Carolina, South Carolina, GA, Florida, Alabama,
yeah.
Mississippi, all over. I just want to thank you all for your support, and again, for your downloads, shares, purchases, everything that you do to support Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. Love y'all. Thank y'all very much.
There you go. Thank you for acknowledging the crowd and the listeners. And always, we always get started with church every week, and you already know we got to start with church first. As you have always been spiritually motivated and gotten you to where you are today. As we were speaking before we got started with the show today, you had an incident, and I think you kind of just oosahed through the incident and say,
Yeah,
funny, you know, when you didn't know me, you know, you didn't talk to me, but now that I'm up and coming, or I'm here, I should say, because I hate up and coming. Now that I'm here, you know, you didn't know me, now you know me. So, you know, let's get started with the church. As I always love this song, I'm sorry, but I always get started with the church quake, the after party. And so we're going to get started with that one. Amen, everybody out there.
Amen.
Let's get started with the church quake, the after party.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I see everybody.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shot.
There you go. Let's get into it. I like it. Okay. I mean, because I don't have to preview the songs, but I'd be listening to the songs like, okay, we're going to play this tonight. Okay, we're going to do this tonight. So tonight I'm free.
Solid.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, man.
I used to hang out on street corners at night, rocking block parties, breakdancing under street lights, railing on bomb beats since the age of 16, smooth guitar riffs, creating music motifs to make your mind trip. Somehow I knew that life wasn't for me, caught up in the secular world, trying to create my own destiny. Mama said only what you do for the Lord will last, give up sin and follow his path. His path, his way, is Jesus Christ. When all is wrong, he showed up to make it right. But I rebelled, I refused to walk in the light. I wanted money and fame, running wild in the fast lane. Kept running to brick walls and dead ends, going nowhere quick. Getting caught up in sin after sin, believing in the latest church trends, thinking how this was I was going to win.
I am free,
but I found out different, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I am free.
I'm free now. One day, I came to my senses, looked at myself, and I said, man, what is this? This ain't how it's supposed to be. I need to resist the devil. He'll flee from me. Jesus saved me and changed my heart, renewed my mind. I gotta thank the Lord, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I know he did it for me. In darkness no longer, I walk in the light. The Lord is my master, and he's so right, so holy, so just, so sovereign, so good. He keeps his promise like he said he would. Now I make the music, he gives it to me. To God be the glory as I tell my story. This is my testimony, keeping it real, and this ain't nothing phony.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last. Free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last. Nobody loves me the way he does. God is the one I truly trust. Although I step through proofs, manage to produce truths, I keep God first and remain true. Holy Ghost upon me, I give the devil a shakedown, a spiritual beat down, pound for pound, round for round, a spiritual throwdown. And no, son, I ain't playing around. I pray in the Holy Ghost without ceasing. All praise to Jesus,
who
the Son set free, is free indeed. Yeah, y'all, cause he did it for
me.
Yeah.
Free at last, free at last.
I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all. Free at last, free at last, free at last, y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at
from the night.
Free at last,
free at
last.
I am free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last. Can't nobody do me like
you. I am free.
Ain't nobody do me like the Lord, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
Woo. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I am free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
Free at last, free at last.
before you could be free, you got to believe in God, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. Got to.
That's right.
The only way.
And that's
the only way.
Yeah. The only way. The kind of song you just close your eyes and just go,
Yeah, flow with it,
nice. Yes.
Yeah.
And all your songs are like that. They're just, you have your different, I guess your different, I won't say genres, but different genres. You know, you have your funk, you have your spirituals, you have your, as I call it, love ballads. Then you
right,
have your jam,
yeah.
And you have your jazz, and it's just, and you have your spoken word. And it's just like, you know, so depending on how you feel that evening, y'all can always go back and do episodes on demand and always listen back to his music.
That's right.
Or how can they reach you? How can they reach you if they want to reach out to you and have you come to your church, come to the church and play or what have you? You want to go and tell them?
Yeah. Y'all can reach me at numberonemusic.com /Lee Austin, of course, HTTPS, you know, /// numberonemusic.com. That's N as in Nancy, the number one, M as in Mike, .com, Lee Austin, LeeAlston. Or and that's where you can also go and listen to some of this music y'all are hearing tonight. And if you want to message me, you can contact me at my email at LeeAlston 1970.LA@gmail.com, and all that information is on numberonemusic.com as well.
Or you can go through, do it all in the mall, and hit the contact us information.
That's
and
right.
If you're interested
right.
in
that's
him,
right.
you can always get you all in contact with Mr. Lee Austin.
That's right.
Late
Night
with Lee Austin. Yes, 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 yes. And so the next song is "I Believe in God," as I was saying before. Once you get free. But you got to be, you know, believe in God. And so I know that you've been through a lot, and this is what I believe you said you had written this song because of all the things you had gone through. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. And, you know, when you tried everything else, man, I'm telling you, I'm not the only one out there. I know there's a lot of folks out there listening. And
preach.
When you tried everything else your way, somebody else's way, but until you try God's way, tell you something, it's gonna be rough. And when I realized that for myself, I got to try His way. His word says His ways are not our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts. So I had to come to Him so He could direct me. So yeah, man, I believe in God all the way. That's all I know now. That's it.
That's it. That's where you put your trust in Him, and you don't have to worry about nobody
all
else.
All the way,
like,
right.
It's in God's hands.
That's right.
It's in God's hands. So I want to play this song. It's called "I Believe in God."
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love it.
Believe something.
why not believe in me? Believe in something. Why not believe in me? I hear you talking to the bass in the back. Who's doing the vocals?
As a matter of fact, what I did off of the car
what
wash.
What happened was
movie.
Okay.
What happened was when I was a kid, you know, of course, Cars movie came out. The point it was that part on there where the Pointer Sisters was on there with Richard Pryor, right? And they started doing it. You got to believe it's okay. So what I did, I just looped that sample of that part of their voice, and what I did, I just added on top of it the guitar, bass, and I added my own accompaniment stuff around that and made it out of a reprise, just promotional deal.
Okay. You pluck, we just plucking the out of that bass guitar.
Yeah, man.
You going to teach me some bass?
Yeah, I'll show y'all that bass, yeah, man.
Yes. You may have to do one of those Facebook Lives and have you live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that one night.
That's
beautiful. So I'll show everybody what I'm doing in here.
Maybe you, but not me. You can do Facebook. I'm going to do Facebook Blind. I like that song. If you believe in something, why not believe in me? That's right.
Yeah.
It's just a story. It's just, you know, it's just a nice story, a nice church story of like, you know, this is only part of your life. And basically your music and your life are wrapped into each other because everything that you do is a part of you and it's a puzzle of your life and everything. And so I didn't have to let people know that that's just, you know, how he does his music. And the next one is called Reflections. And so you can imagine, you know, everything he does is a reflection of what he does. And so give us some background on Reflections.
Yeah, the Reflections is basically what I do when, and I believe I'm not the only one, when you have time, you just want to lay back and think about God's goodness. You think about his kindness and his mercy, his love, his compassion for us, you know. And so at times I just lay back. I lay back and I reflect, and that's why I call this one the Reflections. And so I'm basically telling him what I'm feeling right now and as I'm reflecting. And so that's what this song is expressing from my heart to God and my appreciation for him, what he's doing for me.
Okay. And then we all need to do that. We all need to just kind of lay back and reflect upon everything, especially what's going on right now and all this.
That's
crazy, you know. I mean, like, there was another song. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to bring us this far. We could have been dead laying up in the grave, but he's kept us this far, and that's the reflection right there, you know.
That's a reflection right there.
As far as our life, yes, it's a testimony as well, because it's like, all these things that's going on today, these shootings and COVID and, you know, the Wuhan, the just everything, you know.
Yeah, it's so much
everything.
Going on.
It's, as long as you, right. As long as you're here on this earth, you ought to reflect every night, you know.
That's right.
Every night and thank God for all that he's done for you. So I'm going to let everybody hear the song called Reflections, at least your reflections, and maybe they'll give them something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
I love when you say that.
Bring my mind into your perfect peace and breathe your life into my soul again. Please rescue me. Yeah, I bring my soul to you, my heart wide open, a broken vessel I stand before you. I wait for the pouring of brought my heart to a place where I have healing again, and now I have your love. Life is worth the living because you showed me the meaning, and that's so real to me. My tripping about your goodness. and mercy. My soul thanksgiving, exalting you, giving you the glory. All glory to you, you're worthy of my praise. Reflections of your mercy as I seek your face. Bring my soul into your healing pool. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I long to be just like you. I'll abide in you, and you will abide in me. Whom the Son set free, surely free indeed. Mind tripping about your goodness and mercy. My soul thanksgiving, exalting you, giving you the glory. All glory to you, you're worthy of my praise. Reflections of your mercy as I seek your face. Prince of life, morning star, living water for my soul. My morning star, yes you are. Prince of life, morning star, living water for my soul. Jesus Christ, you gave your life for me, so that I may live. Thank you. Prince of life, yeah. Morning star, living water for my soul. Yeah, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Prince of life, morning star, living water for my soul. You healed my body. You healed my mind.
Part of you, part of, you know, part of the atmosphere, part of what's around us. You know, we can't live without him. Well,
that's right.
You know, so just, you know, just the songs are so soothing. It just, you know, just kind of makes you think like you're by a water and you put your finger in the water and you see the ripples and there's just a reflection. You look in and it's like, okay, this is me in the center. And as I go out to other people, you know, hopefully that ripple effect will be a cause and effect and will help people through whatever they're going through, you know. So that reflect, that's how I see the song. So I don't know if I'm saying plain, but.
Oh, yeah, you're right on it. And as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, that life-changing experience when, you know, Jesus met the woman at the well and that whole conversation got started by water. Ain't that something?
Yes, it did.
And, you know, she didn't realize, you know, he was about to give her some life-giving water. Man, her life was going to change that day. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, like you said, we cannot live without him. We've got to have him, for real. We've got to have him.
That living water. That's right.
Living water.
That living water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as I was talking about atmosphere, I like this song. It's a little bit, it's a kind of a pick-me-up. And talking about the atmosphere and how God is always, is in the atmosphere. So
yeah.
Want to explain that song to us?
Yeah, you know, being in the presence of God—that's basically what the,
yeah.
what the atmosphere is. And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere I'm talking about, is being in His atmosphere. You know, and you know, we have to be careful about certain atmospheres that we walk into daily.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we have to safeguard our relationship with Him. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just
yeah.
want to be caught up in His atmosphere. You know, nothing else uh-huh. but His atmosphere. As long as I'm caught in His atmosphere, I got peace. I got joy. And, you know, I can go
yeah.
through the whole day, everything is going around me, but I'm caught up in His atmosphere, in His presence. And
uh-huh.
so this song pretty much tells the whole testimony and the whole mindset
uh-huh.
of when I
yes,
created
yeah.
the song. Is the atmosphere of God. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I can just see you with a big old smile on your face.
Yeah, 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 man.
Being in his atmosphere, just because it's just a happy feeling, you know, just, you know,
yeah.
you don't have nothing to worry about. Everything is just taken care of, just like, Lord, take care of me. I'm in your atmosphere.
Right.
I know you're going to, you know, lift me up. I know you're going to place my feet. I know you're just going to make sure that I'm taken care of, I'm fed, and everything else. So let's get into atmosphere. And like we said,
yeah.
his songs can be found on n1m.com.
Take the time to bless your name. Yes, you're the king. Oh, yes, you reign. Oh, you're the one. God's only begotten Son. All praise, all glory to you. Give you thanks for all you do. No longer the way I was. Nobody loves me the way you do.
Yeah.
atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't hold some things in. It's in the atmosphere. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Right. That's right.
Let it go.
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall and Let's Do It Radio. Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
And it's not too late to give us a call if you want to give Lee a shout out. Late Night with Lee Alston. It's 845-241-9985. We'd love to hear from you. Just say, hey, Lee, we're listening. You know, we're in, Skype
us. Yeah, man, let me know what's good. Yeah. Let me know what's going on out there. Yeah.
There you go. Tell us what's in the atmosphere, right?
Yeah, man, let me know. Let me know what's going on.
And there you go. Let's bring it. Let's bring it front and center. And I know Leah, as he had everybody earlier about his diverse demographic: Australia, Africa, Brazil, probably Colombia, Portugal, Spain, UK. So I included this song called "Te Necesito," which is Spanish for "I believe I need you." Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
See. And so we're trying to reach out to our Latinx population.
There you
so,
go.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, this song is for you all, so we wanted to play that one. So what other language do you know?
That's the only one that I currently am working with. And because being an artist,
artist,
I wanted to be diverse. And
right.
So... I wanted to go into something else, into another genre, and
mm-hmm.
being able to. I had a friend of mine, as a matter of fact, I produced his Spanish project, and so he showed me how to roll my R's and how to enunciate the vernacular in Spanish. Oh, look how I came vernacular. Yeah, man. So
come on, vernacular.
Yeah, so he had to show me how to do that. And so I actually produce Spanish projects. I produced several that I produced for artists. And so while producing, I listened as well. And after the project, you know, the sessions were over, I would ask questions. And so I wanted to bring the song that we sang, I Need You, into the Spanish and cross it over. So that's why I came in with this version.
Okay. That's okay. Because we're going to play Te Necesito.
Te Necesito.
En español. Sí. I need you.
Yeah.
Yo te necesito. Oh, te necesito. Cara. Ahora te necesito, bendéceme ahora, mi Salvador. Yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh te necesito. Cada hora te necesito. Bendeceme ahora. Yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh te necesito. Para necesito. Bendéceme ahora. Mi Salvador, yo vengo, yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh, te necesito cada hora. Te necesito. Bendeceme ahora, mi Salvador. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy.
Now, are you talking to God in this song?
Yes, it's a worship song. It's the song,
okay,
that we would sing. I need thee, oh, I need thee. That. Every hour I need thee. That song.
Okay.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. That's basically with that. I'm singing it in Spanish.
Okay. Because I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I need thee. I come to thee. Because I was trying to figure out the words.
The song
okay.
we hear in our church services in English basically is that's basically I just translated in Spanish. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, brother man. So this is the only other songs that you have in the Spanish language. Do you plan on doing any other languages? French?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I want to do. I actually want to do French. I want to do German, and I want to put some of the music what I'm doing, and in those languages, and so that way I can cross over more, and be more diverse. Yeah, yeah.
Have a multilingual, bilingual. Forgot the bilingual, the multilingual.
Oh yeah, man. When you're an artist, you
singer songwriter.
You got to be on top of your game.
Yes, you do, especially these day and age. Because a lot of other cultures know English anyway. But it's just
nice to be able to
converse, with other cultures, and let them know that yes, I understand where you're coming from.
That's right.
So,
Okay.
I appreciate that. I need the every hour. Okay. All right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a commercial, then we'll be back with on the personal side.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
All right. Now let's get a little personal, not that type of personal, But you are a member of the Society of Broadcast Engineers, and you've been like that since, not like that, but you've been a member since 2000.
Oh.
Correct?
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Okay. So what does that entail, and can anyone who's in broadcasting become a member, or is it different in each state, or what?
Well, basically what you do, you have to test out for that. They test you
okay.
to make sure that if you say you're an audio engineer, like what I
mm-hmm.
am, when you test out,
mm-hmm.
when you make the grade, and then when they give you that, that means that you are legit in what you're saying. And
okay.
I did
okay.
that because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted the validation of being who I say I am. And that's why I tested out for it. I studied the books with audio engineering, with the logarithms, exponents, how all that works with music and the different terminology, angles of microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all of that and then some.
Wow.
And so I had to
okay.
test out for that. And so when I passed, and then when they came back and told me, hey, man, you passed, I'm like, wow, that is so cool. And so when I'm able to present that to people that
mm-hmm.
Ask me, can I come to their church, or can I come to help their organization and show them
mm-hmm.
Music theory, to show them how to properly man the boards, you know, operate the boards, calibrate the boards, and understanding what these numbers mean. And so that's basically telling everybody that when I say I'm an audio engineer and music producer, that piece of paper pretty
mm-hmm.
much backs up what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was
yeah.
going to say, can I become a member, you know,
because yeah.
I didn't know what it all entailed. And
oh,
so.
Yeah, yeah, you have to test out for it, yeah.
Okay.
They have to proctor
because I know back
and,
at...
And,
Okay. I mean, it's actually, when you study for it, it's not going to be hard because it's just, you know, I won't say simple, but it's easy to do once you test for it and everything. Because I know I used to be in the sound room, quote unquote, back home and
yeah.
everything. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why this thing is squealing. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Right.
But you say, you know, depending on the angles and whatever, and if it's too close to a speaker, it's going to
yeah.
start screeching and squealing.
Right.
And so you need to turn the mic away from it. I mean, I could probably do it and test that. I just don't know the logarithms and all the, you know, the ins and outs like that.
Yeah.
But shoot,
yeah.
I thought because I'm doing this, that I'm doing, I could be a member, but it's like, oh no, it's too detailed for that. So a little bit more than that.
Yeah, you got to study books. Oh yeah, you got to study books because
okay.
man, those test papers, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to know. Yeah, of course, what we know already, but you got to know the verbiage of what this stuff is and why it's doing what
mm-hmm.
it's doing
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I tested out. And I studied so many books for that test. And so when I went in that day, and of course, it was proctored, and it was a time limit on it. And so,
okay.
Man, I'm like, whoa. And I started seeing all the sentences, what this does, what that does, omnidirectional, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And so, yeah, you know, but when you get it, you know, then, you know, it's a feeling of accomplishment, of course, because of the fact that, you know, I can go anywhere in studio, you know, with knowledge
okay.
I have and go in there like I own it, you know. And so it's
okay.
And that's a good feeling knowing that if there is a technical question, I'm able to answer it and able to teach on that so that way they'll understand why this is, and not just turn a knob, but you understand why it is.
Turn a knob, right.
When something happens,
mm-hmm.
you know exactly what I need to do in order to fix it and why I need to do it this way in order to make it do it or sound how it's supposed to sound.
Okay. And
yeah.
we're going to play a song called Gullah Soul Music Promo, and then we're going to get more into what you do and teaching and engineering classes
okay.
and so on and so forth. So we're going to hear Gullah Soul,
yeah.
it's just a real quick promo, and then we'll come back.
All right.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
All right, on the strength from Gullah Soul Music. I just thought that was a nice little, you know, introduction to you as far as you personally. And you had sent me some photos on the auto engineering class that you taught in Louisiana, Glenmore, Louisiana. So was that a class or was that at church or what was that?
Well, yes, it was at a church, but it was a class. As a matter of fact, the pastor of that church, his brother is a pastor here in Clute, Texas, where I'm on staff, and I do the same thing here at his brother's church here where I am here in Texas. And so I went over there to give a class. I think he had about maybe four techs, as a matter of fact. And so, but what I do is I show them, of course, key things to look at, you know, like, you know, on the board, things to listen for, and that promo, your good example, you know, just like the guitar part on there. Every, you know, of course, listen to what I'm doing. And I think that's for a lot of artists, you know, depending on what they're doing. With me, my guitars, they don't sound alike. It depends on the groove I'm doing. And so even my voice work.
Okay.
There's certain effects that I use on certain songs because there's a certain vibe I got going on a certain piece. So I don't use the same effects. I may use a little more reverb on one monologue and then on the next one because I got horns here, pan this way, and this things that I teach, how to pan your instruments to where they're not on top of one another. You should be able to hear what's being
each
played.
Each and every instrument.
You know? Right. And so when you don't know how to pan or add certain effects to your guitar, or to a violin. I've mixed live violin. I've mixed live cellos and stuff, and I worked at TVN and all that. So you got to know how much effect do I put on this so that way it won't bleed over and create another mess, you know, that we got to try to figure out. So when you develop an ear and how to listen to certain tones, and that's what I teach a lot on as far as listen to tones as well, tones in the voice, how to tone in high, mid, low range, and not just turn knobs, but actually, you know, tune into what you're doing so that way you can make music make sense. And, you know, of course, that's how I learned. It's like a color wheel, you know, red, and, you know, like if you have green and yellow makes blue or whatever. So it's the same way with music. So when we go to the left or to the right, it all has to just balance out. And so that's basically what I teach. I give them a basic music theory with audio technical knowledge as well. And so, and I do that for the singers as well. A lot of people don't know. When I say test the mic, that doesn't mean you get on the microphone. You can't test the microphone like that.
Testing
when
one,
you
two,
say
one,
mic,
two.
No, like, test your mic, talking to it, one, two, three, A, B, C, so we can listen to what you're saying, not tapping on it with your finger.
Right.
It's little things like that that people don't realize. And then when you go to perform, then you're trying to, you're looking around like, man, my mic doesn't sound right. Why? Well, no, well, you didn't test it the right way. So basically, this is what I do. Yeah.
Because I know when we first night that you started with us, you said, oh, this is nice sound. It's a good sound. It's like, okay. I don't know, because half the time, quote unquote, I'm trying to get this right. I'm trying to make sure that everything sounds good and so on and so forth. Sometimes we had, like just a second ago during that promo, I don't know if you heard a little. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that on the scene.
Okay, see, so little things like that is like, okay, where did that come from? So a lot of times it's like it'd be nice to have someone to teach you the ins and outs of the backside of the radio so that you can tweak it properly and make sure that it's makes everybody sound, the bass sound good, the baritone sound good, alto, contralto, you know, your violins, like you say, your cellos, your wind instruments, and, you know, your percussions and everything, so it won't just sound like a big old glob of mess. So this is good. So people can contact you to teach them?
Sure. That's what I do. I do, I do a lot of freelance work like that. And, you know, all you have to do is just contact me and tell me what's going on, and let's set up a date, and I'll come where you are, and we'll get it fixed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next time we're going to hear is soul power. So, you know, you giving us the power. So the soul power, of course, is from God, because that's how you, you know,
correct.
You're spiritually connected, but I like this song. I like all the songs, you know, but that's just me. So, soul
thank
power.
You.
And then you can talk about it on the backside.
God's soul power is my strength. Yeah, he's so real.
Where you got that from?
Yeah.
Lyrically. Solistically, I got a praise inside of me. Yeah, and that's a word, man.
Yeah.
Whom the song set free is free indeed. And I thank you. Yeah, and that's a word, man. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my fortress. Yeah, and that's a word, man. My light, he's the prince of life. Yeah, and that's a word, man. Whole lot of church quaking going on right now inside me. Yeah, and that's for real, man. I praise you all my days. I give you thanks. Yeah, that's for real. You are my healer, you are my provider, yeah, that's a word, man. You are my doctor, that's for real, that's a word, man. You got soul power, it gives me my strength. Your soul power gives me courage. Yeah, that's real. Your soul power gives me strength when I'm weak. That's a word. I give you all the praise and all the glory because you're worthy. Right. Lot of church quaking going on inside me right now. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a word, man.
In your car and just let the seat back and just let it go and just let it flow.
Yeah, man.
I know where you
Thank
got that sample music from.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because it works. It works for this song all the way.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. It's like, okay, I know where he got that one from. See, you're old soul like I'm old soul. Not that
yeah,
old.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, But no. So when you hear, like, things like that, you know, or you could sample something like that, how do you know when to put it with what song? Or you just kind of,
you know,
like me when I was buying clothes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking that, and I was just thinking that when I was listening to the song, it's like I'm hearing it. It's like God speaking to into my mind, and I'm just listening to stuff, and you know, okay, let me try this. I mean, it's like I don't know a lot of time what it's going to be, of course. Then as I start laying a couple of tracks along with what I'm starting off with, all of a sudden I'm sitting down and whatever really that concept came from, and I find, okay, I can pull from that, and then the concept from that song that I can make it into the concept for what I need to build it upon. And so that's how I come up with a lot of these things. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like me in designing, because a lot of times – I'll take a piece of jewelry and then I'll make a dress around that jewelry piece. You know, it's like, okay, because half the time I'll be looking in the secondhand store. It's like, okay, I like this piece. I'll, you know, buy it.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll make an outfit around that piece. So I totally understand with the concepts and everything, because it just has to speak to you. And until it speaks to you, it's like, eh, put that aside until it really, really hits me upside my head. So I trust me, I totally, totally understand.
Yeah, it's the same
totally
formula.
Understand.
That's right. Same formula, yeah.
And I know it's personal, and that's this segment that we're doing right now. It's personal. And so the song, It's Personal, I won't say come from, because that's what I asked about everything, but, you know, because everything to me in your songs is personal. So, okay, that's personal number one, that's personal number two, that's personal number three. So why did you entitle this Personal? It's Personal.
Because of the fact that I believe a lot of times people don't realize that God has feelings.
Okay.
And I believe if we just stop to think sometime that he has feelings, and that's you know, that's one of the attributes that he gave us. He said when he made man his own image. Not out of transcendence,
right.
The word is talking about. It's talking about everything that's on the inside of us. And a lot of people need to really stop and think about that God has feelings. When we do something that's not pleasing to him, you know, it hurts him. And I think a lot of people really stop to think throughout our day and what we're doing, our routine, and, you know, we go to work or whatever, we come home, eat, go to bed, watch TV. But do people really stop and just ponder, just for a moment? You know what, Lord? You have feelings, man. I got to take your feelings in consideration.
Right. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking his feelings into consideration. Yes, but that's why I came up with this song.
And writing about it. Okay. Let's hear It's Personal.
Yeah.
I want to take this time. Please tell me what's on your mind. Please make it clear to me. I want to be what you want me to be. What you feel is important to me. Need you to know you can depend on me. Lord, tell me, and I'll do it. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go. Some people complain when you bring the sun or the rain. But Lord, I'm thankful either way.
oh sovereign God, you gave us the morning star, and because of him, I can live again. My heart will love you, my soul exalts you, I want you to know, I won't let you go. My heart will love you, my soul exalts you, and I don't wanna let you go. My heart will love you, my soul exalts you, I want you to know, I won't let you go.
Personal, sir, is personal. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that song. I think Sharon wants to say something. Sharon, would you like to say something?
Well, first, hi, Sharon. Lee. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. A couple things. You know, I love personal. It just made me go back to why I do what I do. It's personal, but it's personal in the guidance of the Lord, because I don't know why I do what I do, okay? I'm just going to put it on the table. Uh-huh. I do what he is asking me to do and guiding me to do, and I believe he has always had my best interest. And so I just live the journey that I've been brought up in and been taught in by my mother, Mrs. Salisbury, and by Akandez's mother and dad, Brother Brown, Sister Brown. And so we do what we're doing because we care about our people. And I think through your songs, if they listen deeply enough, it's time for us to focus on us, our behaviors, our decisions, how we do things. You know, I've heard a lot about the issue with a police officer on a black man's property and how we present ourselves and how we carry ourselves are so much more important today. And it was back in our parents' day, but it's really important today. And when I'm listening to your songs, I feel that strength, that things that we were told by our parents, we heard but didn't hear. We have to start focusing on us. It's just like you thought it was funny, and you don't know. I've asked a lot of people, do they know about Gullah? And you would be surprised if the answers are no. And so I would like for you to educate us more, because I feel, and I may be wrong because I'm learning too, being a Gullah is a very important part of the black history that we're missing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I would like for you to teach us, because really, seriously, I know you laughed at me, but I've asked a lot of people, and they're like, what? And we really need that education, because I feel, and I may be wrong, but that's part of our history.
It is.
And that no one talks about. I mean, because really, seriously, a lot of people, and I've asked a lot of people, and they do not know. And I'm being real with you. They do not know. They do not know. And you're the first Gullah person I've ever met myself. And of course you learned that I didn't even know. And so I want you to take your your radio station, your spot, and talk to us about, and even if you have to bring people on to help you educate us, because seriously, as much as I deal with African people, I was very shocked to not know anything about Gullah.
Mm-hmm.
So would you please educate us?
I will. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say. And, oh, one
yes,
thing,
ma'am.
You will be having your own page and Do It All in the Mall. We're going to have to work on that next month and making sure that your music is there for them to get, because it is driving music, it's relaxing music, it's supportive music, and it's music I think the young people would like and understand and accept.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. And as I was talking about, this is a new song that you came out with is Home. And we had talked about that earlier, and it's got all these hits and everything. And so Home, I mean, this probably should have been like one of your earlier songs, but it wasn't.
It comes when it comes.
So, you know, so I'm going to play that. But you want to talk about it first, or you want to talk about it after we play it?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give a synopsis on it real quick, because Ms. Sharon was saying, it's just something how I had this conversation yesterday. I picked up a customer, mm-hmm. and he was an elderly white brother, and we were just talking and riding, and I was telling him where I was from, and St. Simon's Island, Brunswick, GA, and all that, and he said, yeah, you know, he had visited Atlanta a few times throughout his lifetime, and he said, you know, he told me, he said, you know what? He said, Lee, there's a culture there. And I said, Gullah Geechee? He said, yeah, that's it. And he and I began to talk, and he remembered some of the basket. I have family members that steal basket weave. They steal basket weave.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They steal basket weave.
Because it's not, that's almost like a lost art. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so right now in Georgia, they're actually teaching about the Gullah Geechee heritage as a curriculum right now, which I'm very happy about, that our culture and our heritage is not being forgotten about. Queen Quet, she's the official queen of the Gullah Nation. She was actually a consult on that movie, The Patriot, with Mel Gibson, when they made that movie.
Because
a lot of the Gullah folk that had escaped to the islands, they off of South Carolina in that area, they actually helped a lot of the colonists that were fighting the war against England at the time. So, but she set before summits like they have over there, like for the over there in Europe and all that. She set before people like that. She's our official queen, Queen Quet. But, you know, this gentleman and I had this conversation, and this is a white brother talking to me, much older than I am, of course, but he was talking with me because he remembered the things that he saw when he went to Georgia and the culture that he saw. And when I told him about Gullah Geechee, I'm full-blooded, he identified with that. And, man, that conversation just went, oh, man. It
took
off. And we talked and talked. And so this song, Home, it just pretty much tells a story, you know, and come from Cherokee, you know, and different things like that, you know, from my ancestors that built that slave plantation called Cherry Hill, George Washington also, you know. So I had to put this in a song to, you know, to bring some aid to what I'm doing as far as bringing, you know, bringing a light, you know, to what I'm doing as far as representing who I am as a Gullah person. And so using this music as a format, a platform to do that. And so This is home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Lee,
I like it.
You know, Inez and I are going to South Carolina, and if there's anything of Gullah that we need to learn or visit or see, please let her know.
Oh, I will. I sure will.
She doesn't,
there's some grits and fish in them down there. You love that. Yeah, fish and grits.
She doesn't know she is going Facebook Live.
Yeah.
No, I'm not either. Be Facebook blind. No, but I know because I know my mom. She's from New Orleans, and she talks about Geechee and Creole and all that kind of all that you know that stuff. So he says, "Yeah, you all Geechee's like really, Mom. Come on." So I understand. I totally understand. It's I won't say a lost art, but you don't hear that much about it. Just like the Tulsa massacre. You know, it's almost 100 years, and people didn't even know about that, and they lived in
Tulsa. Right. That's right.
So we need to bring our history to the forefront, not put it in the back of our minds, because history is how we got here, you know.
Yes.
Our ancestry is how we got here, and if we don't keep it in the hearts and on our lips, it's going to be gone. And as you, I don't know if you remember, but you know how the old people used to sit us down and tell the stories. What you need to do is tell the stories either in a song or something so that it can be replayed, redone, re-whatever. But, it needs to be brought out because a lot of people, they don't know Gullah Soul. They don't know Gullah Geechee, you know, down home, as you say, people. And so it was good that this, because that man was in your path for a reason. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
Yes.
You know, because now you
Inez,
know.
Now,
so.
Inez, what did you say about your mom? She used to talk about what?
Geechee. That we was Geechee.
And so you said
Creole.
Creole. And see, that's another subject that I've noticed in the Black communities that they don't talk about. Just like my mother was red bone, and a lot of people don't even understand what that is.
That's what they call me, Red Bone. I know Red Bone. There's a song out there called Red Bone. But, yeah, when I got here to Atlanta, where am I? Wherever I am.
But you understand what I'm saying,
because,
don't you, Mr. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't talk about Creole, but Creole people talk about it amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about it where we understand or we know. Or, I mean, we may know pieces because it's been passed down, but really, if you ask me, do I really know anything about Creole? Not really. Not the history or the strength that I should know being a Black woman. And so that's why we are doing what we're doing with Let's Do It Radio. We've got to talk about it. We've got to learn about it. We got to know about it. Because if we don't, that's why we don't understand who we are.
Right.
And why we have the attitudes and the things. We just don't know who we really are, I don't feel, in an educated, historical way. And that's what I want you guys to do with Let's Do It Radio. Actually go behind the closed doors of people that we don't talk about it. And you guys, you know, bring that to us because we need it. If we don't know where we came from and what we are about, then we don't even know who we are.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just like people keep talking about, you know, attitudes with us against the white policeman. Well, you know, a lot of people think, you know, the young man they're talking about, he should have just gave his ID. And a lot of people are like, I'm on my property. Why should I have to give my ID? And plus, you already know when a Black person moves in a white community. So, and all you have to do is run their address, and I guarantee you everything going to come up that you need to know because it's already there. It's already there. And so I really think that, you know, we don't know how to deal with certain situations that come up because we don't really know who we are. And I don't know, am I wrong by saying that?
Oh, no, we need to know. We need to know who we are. It's just, and I was told a lot of this by my mom growing up. So I grew up knowing I was Gullah Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get around when I go home and I get, see, I'm Sea Island Creole. So Sea Island Creole, you know, are the islands that are off the coast of Georgia, like Sapelo Island, Sea Island, which is St. Simon's Island, in that area over there. So I'm Sea Island Creole. And then you go up that I-17 corridor, the 95 corridor up into South Carolina, North Carolina, and back down into GA and into Florida and also into Alabama, you know, it's what I was taught. It was what I was taught growing up. And sometimes, you know, when we would talk, and then she would share with me the things that she experienced as a little girl and growing up Gullah in that area. And I know when she first came to Texas, we came to Texas in the early 70s. And then, you know, she was telling me when she was talking, to somebody, and she was taking a course out of the college. And then I think it was the teacher or somebody came up to her and noticed that her language was different. And then, but my mom told me that whoever was, a teacher or somebody, either way, told her, you know, embrace that, because that's something that we don't have here, you know. And so I've learned to embrace my hair. I taught my son the same thing. He's 20. Mm-hmm. He'll be 23 tomorrow, Lord willing. So I've taught him, you know, Gullah. I've taught him how to write Gullah, how to actually, when I say this here, I'm saying this here, but you can say yeah, mm-hmm. and you can say here, like, do you hear me, or here, like, in a place. So,
right.
You know, and when people see some of my posts, I may say this here woman, that O-O-M-A-N, that's how we say woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, mm-hmm. yeah, this your woman. This mm-hmm. your woman. Come here. So it's
but
like, that's
how you
hear, so we know how to write it, ma'am.
Do you hear what I hear when you're talking about it? It's like you're proud to be Gullah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And we used to be, and it's hard, and I'm not saying it negatively, but yeah, we used to be proud to be Black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a deep proud. It was a deep, deep proud. And that proudness has gotten lost because we don't know who we are, and it
mm-hmm.
seems like we're supporting more white businesses, white communities than our own. And we keep complaining about what we don't have. And look how many years it's been. But when we were proud, it wouldn't be this many years, because we were proud and we made it work. Like, we had Wall Street. We just had more proudness in being who we are. It doesn't matter about being Black. It's about being of color. And every race is of every person is of color. I mean,
right.
If you in the color box, you are of color. So we need to understand that. We need to bring that proudness back. We need to bring that support each other back. We need to sound like you sound when you talk about Gullah. You're proud.
Yes, ma'am.
You're very proud. And that's why we work with a lot of people in Africa and Nigeria, because they are proud no matter how we try to demise Africa. They're proud people. And American Black people, we've lost that somewhere in the journey of being proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get attacked sometimes and we say we're talking to people of color, and people think we're talking to Black people or Hispanic or people that are brown. We're all of color.
That's right.
And we've all
been, right.
We've all been supporting white businesses. We get up every day and we go and we spend our money in white business. But then when we ask for them to support us, it's like, why are we separated?
Mm-hmm.
We've been separated for years, where we keep going into your businesses, your stores, but it's wrong for us to ask you to go into our company and shop, where we can have funds to build up our community. But
right.
then we're doing racism, or we're being separate, and it's not being racism or being separate. It's saying, can you help us focus on making our lives better in the way we want to ask you, instead of we just continue supporting the white community? You know, I mean, it's like when you want your music, you have to go to all these other genres, find it. Where that's why we're going to have your own page and do it all the mall. Because if you want to find us, that's where we want you to go, is to do it all in the mall.
Yes.
So you don't have to hesitate or figure out where you can buy an African shower curtain with matching rugs.
Yeah. That's right.
Go ahead, Miss Inez.
Oh, all of a sudden, yeah, I'll just go ahead and converse, you know.
Oh.
I'm just in the background listening. So I'm going to play the song Home, and then we could hear about Home by Lee Alston.
Yeah.
Late Night with Lee Alston.
Yeah.
If you still want to converse with us, 845-241-9985. Late Night with Lee Alston.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17. I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 South to the sea. Rock that Gullah Star. By the time I get to Georgia, would you be missing me? Now I made it on the sea. Good to see my family's tree. By the time my headlights turn on 17, you're so deep in my mind. Just thinking, it's been a long time. Gullah you and gullah me, we're our family, that's what we be. So go ahead and rock your style. I'm proud to be a gullah child. Gullah me and gullah you, from head to toe, we're all gullah true. So rock your style, be proud you're a gullah child.
Cherry Hill, Route 17,
that's where I come from.
95 South to the sea.
Ooh,
rock that gullah style.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be a gullah child.
Cherry
Hill,
rock your gullah style.
Yeah. 95 South.
Yeah.
To the
strength.
Sea.
Rock your gullah style.
I'm proud to be a gullah
yeah,
child.
I am.
From Cherry Hill, yeah.
I guess I'll go down there.
To the sea.
My mama and them, my cousin and them, my aunties and them, uncles and them. Sit around there on the
Cherry Hill, yeah.
Give you a plate of red rice.
To
yeah, man,
sea.
Some cornbread.
Rock
oh, man,
that
yeah.
Style.
That's that gullah style, man. That's gullah right there.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll go down there. Show the chapel, AME, man. Listen to the Taylor Chapel. Tell me some good news today. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. And I'll just kick back, lay back, and reminisce about grandmama and them. You know what I mean? Reminisce about my aunties and uncles and then all my folks, man.
Rock that gullah style.
South Carolina, North Carolina, where you at? Georgia, where you at? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Florida, where you at? Alabama, where you at? Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, California, New York, Alaska, UK, all of y'all, where all of y'all at right now? Yeah, man, wherever you at, rock that gullah style. Yeah, it's all you. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. All of y'all. All of y'all. Yeah. Rock your gullah style. I'm a gullah child. Yeah, man.
Ma. mom and them, grandma and them, auntie and them. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. 17 and 95 South. Come on now.
Yeah,
tell us about that road.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to being down. Yeah, man. Looking forward to being down next month, man. I'm telling y'all, it's, you know, whenever I get down that
you
way.
You miss it?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. After I-10 turns into 95 when I get to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
I'm
saying,
yeah, man. When I see that, I say, yeah, man. I'm almost home.
I'm home.
Yeah.
You sound like me. You sound just like I used to sound when I was I-5 going between Seattle and Spokane. Boy, when I would see the one spot, it's like, I'm home. So that's nice. That's a nice. And how many hits have you had? Had thus far on this song?
Man, on this one, I just put
as
it out.
As of yesterday. Just say yesterday.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I checked my dashboard. It's probably up to about maybe about 70 right now, a little over 70. 70
okay.
In the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
I got some hits off the SoundCloud on it. Yeah, so it's, that one's moving. Out of all the songs, I mean, I'm like, you know, I gravitate to all of them. But this one here really, really, I mean, it really hit home, you know, when I did this one. Yeah.
Okay.
I try to keep my monologue together and all that because it this one here really tells, you know, my story about what I'm feeling.
Story.
About home and the people, the color, and all that. Yeah.
I think it needs to be a little bit longer. I think it needs to do an extended. Talk about the food.
Yeah.
Talk about the language.
Yeah.
You know, talk about it. Earthing. I said earthing. And I know we were talking about red bone earlier and being light skinned and so on and so forth. And this next song that you have is called "We People Who Are Darker Than Blue."
Oh,
so
yeah.
Are you talking about dark skinned people, like blue black people? Who are you talking about? What you talking about?
Well, actually, what this is just my remake of what Curtis Mayfield did. And what he was talking about when he was saying we people who are darker than blue, meaning us, Ms. Sharon was talking about earlier, let's act like we know we got some sense. You know, let's act like we know where we're going, like we have some direction. When he did this song, I think it was, I forgot what year it was, back in the 70s, but the song was relevant then because there was a lot of social stuff going on then as well. And he wrote a lot of songs about what was going on in our neighborhoods with our people.
Right.
And so what I did, I want to do a remake of it in my way and version, but still take his concept and bring it back. And so I put my spin on it. And I'm talking to us. And when, you know, let's like she was saying and we were saying before, let's get together and let's make some movement in the right direction. And so that's basically what the song is about.
Because I'm looking at, I won't say when it was written, but I see that it's We People Who Are Darker Than Blue by Curtis Mayfield, like it goes back 10 years, 8 years, and so on and so forth. So I know 10 years is only puts us to 2011. So I'm sure it came out prior to that because he's talking about, well, the pictures are even showing, you know, Jim Crow is alive and well. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So, you know, that's always normal. I mean, some things will never change. I don't care how, you know, we explain it. Some things are not going to change. And that's prevalent so much today. I mean, it's so prevalent today, you know. Yeah. The revolution will not be televised. Well, it is televised. So don't say it's not televised because it's going to be televised. And we talk about skin color. We talk about racism. We talk about all that stuff. And so it's just gonna be. And I think it's like New World Order, 1996 or something like that. But, it, I mean, he and it's funny because a lot of the older generation can release songs, and it would fit right in. It would fit right in today.
Yeah.
Right in today. So we're going to hear this song, We the People. No, I'm just We People Who Are Darker Than Blue. And then I'll let you discuss it on the other side.
Okay.
We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say go through. We're just here for nothing. They don't figure a boyish girl might shoot this chick. Now we can't hold a stand for that. Oh, is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, we got no time for segregation. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can't you tell? You're just a service our dark deep well. If you might get only seen, you know you couldn't save as me. Pardon me, sister, as you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, sister, I know you've come a long, long way, but don't be so satisfied. Tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Now I know we have great respect for the sister and mother. It's even better yet when we can respect our brothers. But there's a brother in the street loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we're truly free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way, but let's not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Children of false reality. The definition of love is me and you, giving love the way Jesus Christ tells us to. Stop building a wall of hate around your neighbor's home. Gotta tell you what's right, now hopefully you see the light. The color of love is so beautiful, radiant as the sunrise. The glow of love personified brings truth to my eyes. Yes, it does.
I think you have a 1970s soul.
Yeah.
Because a lot of songs are older songs that you bring back, remake, reprise, cover. And it's because, like I was saying earlier, they're just so prevalent today. So,
right.
I mean, there could be a different take on how you bring it, but it's still, you could take the same song, play them today, just up the music, and sometimes you don't even have to up the music because some of us like the same old music, but it's just like, talk to us about this song,
This song, when I explained it to Omar when he came to do the percussion work for me, I explained to him what I was gravitating toward, because of the fact that I know what we see on the news about mm-hmm. everything else, but in our communities. I hear where I am on the news, mm-hmm. I see more of us killing us, hurting us.
Yeah, that's what people say. Mm-hmm.
That's what the song is about. That's what Curtis Mayfield, when he wrote this song, he was talking to us. Don't let them say about us and make it come true. That's what he's saying.
Right. Don't put it in the atmosphere. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when I have to go to a store and I got to be concerned about us. You know, every day I look mm-hmm. at the news and it's like, you know, a friend of mine went into Houston one day and they went to go get something to eat
mm-hmm.
in our neighborhood. And when he came back out, you know, to get to his car, he couldn't get to his car because it was us standing around his car with his wife, taunting his wife in the car, and they pulled out a gun, you know, daring him to say anything. Us.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? So, us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we mm-hmm. get ourselves together, see what I'm saying? And
right.
So it's like we can't always point the finger at everybody else. A lot of times it's us.
You need to look at
so
us.
So it's like and it's like you know, in neighborhoods that are predominantly black. You know, and mm-hmm. when I turn on the TV in the morning, and then when I'm looking at all the homicides that went on in that neighborhood, and then when they finally catch up to the ones that committed the crime, it's us killing us.
Mm-hmm.
So, at times I have to create a song that is hopefully that it will wake up our minds and stop sleeping. You know, we mm-hmm. can't sleep every day mentally and realize, you know, I was always brought up, you know, everything, like my mom used to say, everything ain't the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, yeah, man, one time, you know, I thought I could get away with something. I told my mama, I said, I was a little fella. And when she say Lee Carlos, I do it, oh, man. But that's my middle name. She said, Lee Carlos?
Uh-huh.
What I said, and I, you know what I told her? I said, the devil made me do it. And she said,
Lee, Flip Wilson.
And I said, okay. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like 8 years old. I said, oh, yeah, I'm old. Yeah, I got this figured out. I'm going to tell the devil made me do it. The mama said, well, I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going to do to help you out. I'm going to get this switch, and I'm going to put it on you. And then you'll feel it, and then maybe he'll feel it too. And then I said, well, he ain't going to feel it. She said, that's the point. So I learned that everything is not everybody else. Sometimes it's us in some cases.
Yes, that's
so. When, oh, yeah, man, I thought I was going to get out of that one. You know, so it's the devil made you do, huh? Okay, well, I'm gonna handle you, and then maybe he can feel some of what you're going to get. And I'm like, okay, nah, he ain't going to feel that. I'm the one who's going to feel it. We said, that's the point, man. Let's come on, let's get this thing over with. I said, I tell you what, I learned that day.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
You said a little fella, so you probably was about 7 or 8 years old, maybe you're older.
7 or 8 years old, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can tell because I have a grandson. And I can... The devil made me do it. Did you hear that from Flip Wilson? You had to hear that from Flip Wilson.
You know,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. Good old Geraldine and Flip Wilson. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That was hilarious. The devil made me do it. But which shoulder was he sitting on, the right shoulder or the left shoulder?
Man, probably on both of them at that time. Because I ain't win.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I didn't win that time. I had him sitting on both shoulders.
For real. That should be a song. The devil sits on my shoulder, but I ain't listening.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the devil sits on my shoulder, but I ain't listening.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to have to remember that one. And this next song, it kind of ties in with, you know, the song that just played is Anyone Who Had a Heart, but I'm going kind of both ways, because if you have a heart, you wouldn't talk about your brother like you do.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you would help your brother more than you would talk about your brother. You know, we're supposed mm-hmm. to be out here helping each other, not hurting
That's
each other.
Right.
But when we talk
that's
about
right.
us, in air quotes, you know, that's why I got my air quotes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're the cause of our downfall a lot of times because we don't want to see ourselves rise. We, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, you're going to be doing better. And that's kind of the conversation we had earlier, was it not?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, and it's sad that, you know, we won't allow us to get out of us's way.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get out of either us's way or we fall in line, shoot, we could be magnanimous. You know, we had
That's
a Black
right.
Wall Street 100 years ago, and now what do we have? Crumbles. People don't remember. They hear whispers about it, but it's like, mm-mm. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play Anyone Who Had a Heart, and then it's going to take us into our next genre after I play that and then a commercial, which we're going to focus on love, L-O-V-E.
It chills
love.
On. All right.
So, yes, yes. You already know.
Yeah.
You already know. Here we go. you got it down.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more. At DoItAllInTheMall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at DoItAllInTheMall.com today.
And that commercial was done by our very own Mr. Lee Alston, DoItAllInTheMall.com.
Yeah, DoItAllInTheMall, y'all.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at DoItAllInTheMall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop DoItAllInTheMall.com.
And as you're in there shopping, we now have under the medical products, we have the COVID-19 home test. We have the test kits. We have PCR tests. We have the test that provides results in 1 to 2 days after the sample is received by the lab. And then we have the rapid antigen test for the infections and provides results in minutes. So go to Do It All in the Mall under the medical section, medical products, and voila, you can get your rapid COVID test. I always want to say rapid COVID test, but rapid COVID test, and you could have your results in minutes or in 1 to 2 days after received by the lab. Yes, sir. Now, this is the part, this is a love section, as I say. And I know you love your wife, okay? That's evident. You know, after all the songs that you wrote for her, they're such pretty songs. I wish somebody would write me a song, but it's neither hither nor thither. But this section, we're going to be playing the Songs of Solomon, which you have a few of them. You have four of them that I downloaded, and so we're going to play those. But the first one that I'm going to play is called Tears. You know, and that could be played on because you could have tears for the Lord, or you could have tears for your wife or the girl of your life. So this song, Tears, was written on behalf of whom?
Tears was written on the behalf spiritually to God. When I wrote this one, and but like you said, being spiritual, you know, that's what it's about. You're mm-hmm. able to express
mm-hmm.
Unconditional love. That's the key word right there, unconditional. And so with writing
right.
and with spirituality, I'm able to do that. And so yeah, it's you know, it's what I was feeling. So that's how, you know, that's how, of course, this one came about. Yeah.
And then it also kind of brings you back to the reflections, because, you know, those tears could be dripping.
Yeah.
And you can still have that reflection of, or reflect upon him and what he's done for you. And he could just, you know, it could be a cycle, because he'd make you cry because, Lord, thank you for all you've done for me. I'm shedding tears because if it wasn't for you, there'd be no me. I wouldn't have been able to make it through such and such. You know, thank you for keeping your hands of protection around me, so on and so forth. So it's, you know, I'm going to let the people hear your version of tears and how it plays a part, a major part in how you love the Lord, basically, because it's a love song, as I say. I'm
yes,
a love ballad,
yeah.
But,
it
you
is.
Know.
Yeah.
It, so I just want them to know, I won't say how much you love the Lord, because all your songs are kind of centered around that, but it's just a special song. So I'm, as I say, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, man.
Not ashamed to express my love.
inside, just let the world know, just release it, just get that out of you, because you always got tears to flow, so especially showing them for God's purpose, and these tears here, take them to the next song, Soldier of Love. That's a new one, right? No,
this one. Well, as a matter of fact, it's new because it had been heard before. But the friend of mine came in the studio a while back, and he wanted to do a remake of this one. So what I did, of course, I made it, you know, my Gullah Soul way, and I added bass guitar, added guitar parts and everything to it to give it that soul, that vibe that I wanted on there. And I actually did the cameo rap part on here at the end. So yeah, we kind of worked this way.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
Because I see that there's, you know, when I'm doing all this stuff, there's a cover, you know, you have, you know, a cover song, you have a reprise, you have a remake. So before we get into the song, what is the difference of all these things?
A cover is basically, you know, you're covering that song, and you know, so basically with a cover song, of course, you're actually performing the same lyrics, you know, and verse for verse, so forth, so on. Remake is something you do when you take, you know, words from the songs, but you also add your own, like I did with that We People Who Are Darker Than Blue. That's
gotcha.
A remake, because
okay.
what I did, I used the verses, but I didn't even use all of the verses in there. But then I added that monologue at the end, and so I made it a remake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then a reprise is basically like a instrumental type groove you're doing, and it just basically repeats itself, and you just kind of subliminally groove with it, and the message just starts soaking in as you're listening to that track over and over again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the history lesson, because I was like, okay, I see cover. Every time I go to the song, I see cover. I see remake.
Yeah.
I see reprise. I say do-over.
Yeah.
I say this person's song. For real? How many times are you going to remake a remake of a remake? Because I was going to ask you, when you did, don't laugh at me. Because Anyone Who Had a Heart is a remake. Then you have a Soldier of Love cover. Then you had a reprise. It's like, okay. So who did you remake Anyone Who Had a Heart? Was it Luther? Was it Diane?
That was a Luther.
Warwick? Was it Linda?
That was a Luther.
Huh?
That was a Luther
remake? Okay.
You
and that wasn't
remake.
A reprise or a cover of Dion?
Nah.
I'm just messing with you.
No. Nah. You know, Luther did a lot of remakes. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh,
you know, he did a lot of remakes, and he made them sound so good. So I say, man, well, I'm going to do a remake
of
this
God.
Remake. Yeah.
Hello, that part. Can you remake my voice? Because it sounds like, you know, like Mariah Carey.
I guess I could work some effects and some auto-tune, or, you know,
No, we don't want no auto-tunes. Mine's already on auto. It's on automatic, though. So let me play Soldier of Love. I like this song. It's kind of like... What, Sade is a...
Yeah.
Because I know she did Soldier of Love, and a lot of other people did. So is it her cover?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the Sheets, and it's not a reprise. I'm just messing with you. I'm going to play this song because, you know, I get crazy. Here we go. No sheet music. I love it.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still nice.
My love priestess and I be your love soldier. There's no limit, I love can't reach. Whether she's third coast or a Georgia peach.
I'm a soldier of love.
Yeah, soldier of love. And I played that song prior to the next songs we're going to be playing, as they are Songs of Solomon. And y'all, get out your Bibles so that you can understand the Songs of Solomon, which are love songs. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very deep, man. I love it. I love getting in there reading and taking concepts out of it and creating music songs with that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I have people listening, and they said they really like when you spoke out of the Songs of Solomon and everything, and I said, okay, I'm going to play a tribute to the person who commented on that. And so I tried to bring the people who are listening in so that they, I don't say feel wanted, but, you know, feel like we're acknowledging
right.
them. So the Quiet Time, Song of Solomon, is that like you're just sitting by, what is that? What is the Quiet Time, Song of Solomon?
The Quiet Time, that part in that book in the Song of Solomon, that Quiet Time is
mm-hmm.
is a time for love, you know, and so that's basically what that particular part of that book is in the song is about,
mm-hmm.
when you're loving, you know, your husband and your wife,
mm-hmm.
that's all of the beauty of holiness, and that's what God, you see, in the word, he said he honors marriage, and so basically,
right.
I did this to encourage those who are married to, you know, it's not surprising that there's a lot of married couples, man, that don't have the fire, they don't have the heart,
uh-huh.
Keep the romance
right.
going, whatever, you know, and so it's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is, and it also encourages those that want to be married to know, hey, you know what, if this is not the man, if this is not the woman, I'm not going to waste my time even putting
mm-hmm.
a ring on that finger. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So
right,
wait,
right.
and when God sends the right one, then you know everything in the Song of Solomon, then it'll apply to you every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, is this, like, from the beginning of, you know, the Quiet Time, is this, like, the beginning of the Songs of Solomon, or just throughout the whole song of Solomon?
No, actually, what I did, I went through the book, and so
mm-hmm.
whatever passage of scripture catches my eye, I'm like, okay, all right, you know, you hadn't seen her all day, and she hadn't seen you all day. Okay, let me write a song
uh-huh,
about
uh-huh.
that. Oh, yeah, so that's what I do with the Song of Solomon. I go to him, yeah.
Right. you heard me, huh? Want to hear it, hear it,
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many Songs of Solomon are there?
Man, I don't know. I know if you want to know about how to maintain a solid relationship, and you look at these two in here
mm-hmm.
and how they talk to one another and the friends around them,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even they got friends that interact in here. We can't be worried about what friends are saying or what they think. It is you and me. That's it. You know, and as long as we're on the same
mm-hmm.
plane,
mm-hmm.
we're on the same wavelength, no matter what they're talking about, as long as we got an understanding between you and me, we're going to be all right. So that's what I do with the Song of Solomon. I just go through it. I just pick certain passages out of it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to write about this Quiet Time. Oh, I ain't seen you
I
all
know
day.
That's
you
right.
ain't seen me all day. So let me express what I'm feeling. I ain't seen you all day. Yeah. That kind of thing. It's Quiet Time.
See,
yeah.
I just pulled up. Well, I'm always Googling or doing something. I'm in the Bible Gateway, and it says the Song of Solomon, the Song of Psalms, which is Solomon. He says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. I mean, just those words is just like something that you hear
yeah.
in a play. You know, it's just like,
right.
you know, what this reminds me of is like you have a friend and he's trying to talk to a girl and you're the one behind the curtain feeding him these words to say to her. That's what this
mm-hmm.
reminds me of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this reminds me of. And then
mm-hmm.
in here, it talks about, this is a first chapter 1:5, and it says, they don't think that there was black people. It says, 5, I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents
mm-hmm.
of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Says, look not
yeah.
upon me because I am black, but because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's
That's
children
right.
were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyards have I not kept. It's like, okay, so they know that there's black people in here because it says it right here. Look
mm-hmm.
not upon me because
yeah.
I am black. So you know So, I mean, I just appreciate these songs. So I'm going to play the first one. The first one is Quiet Time, Song of Solomon. The second one I really love because it's a new one, Song of Solomon, the fourth chapter, the 16th verse.
Oh, man.
I love
you
still.
Yeah.
It just brings still to me. And it says the next one is Song of Solomon 2:1. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these before I play them. Then Song of Solomon 5:9-16. So Quiet Time, Song of Solomon. I'm just going to say it's going to be all of Solomon, which is the Song of Solomon, which is Solomon's song, love song. So here we go with Quiet Time, Song of Solomon.
Yeah, man.
It's quiet time to share our hearts.
Yes, it's quiet time.
Just for one moment to define who we are. We embrace the wings of time. I gaze deeply in your eyes, hoping this moment lasts forever.
Quiet time.
Chill with me tonight. Let's make it forever. The moon defines our mood, so we're perfect for two. The stars came out for me and you. No doubt the love we share is true. You calmly whisper my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
Quiet time.
It's quiet time. The rain falls on the window. The fragrance of your presence fills the room. Anticipation is left in your shadow. And as you reach out to me, you warmly call my name.
Say my name.
It's quiet time. Come over here, you hold me. I've been longing for your touch all day. And now the time is here. As your hands touch my face, you captivate me, and I melt in your arms.
I'm yours tonight.
Oh, such a beautiful place. Warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips, how sweet the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
Say my name. Say it.
Oh, such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of, and you warmly say my name.
I love to hear you say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time.
Ooh, it's quiet time.
Yeah. It's quiet time.
Oh.
This next song is Song of Solomon 4:16. I love you till Solomon 4:16 is awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. So, are we just chilling, eating, or what are we doing?
No, man, I love your chill. It's that vibe, that wind. Yeah, uh-huh. The wind and the fragrance and all that. It's that whole ambiance that she draws him to. I had to put it, you know, in my mindset is that, you know, I love your ambiance. I love your chill. I love your vibe, everything about you that draws me to you. And so in that particular passage, you know, when it talks about the winds and the fragrance, you know, she invites him into her garden. Oh, I mean, all that is so deep, man. And you just have to wrap your head around that and understand that whole concept of, wanting one another, hadn't seen you all day and everything else, and I've been longing for you, thinking about you all day, and we're at this point now. So that's why I use this particular passage of scripture to actually write this piece with.
So when you come upon these, because I just read from the King James Version, and so are these passages, do you go to the King James Version, the NIV? Do you have a different translation, or how does the Bible speak to you?
I have a King James Version. I also have the American, you know, speaks plain, you know,
American
how we
standard.
Speak. And it's pretty much saying the same thing. And so the north, south wind, all that, and coming to my garden, and so forth and so on. So they're both pretty much on point together all the way. And so
to me, I know we're all about, it's sexual to me. This sounds very sexual to me.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It's like,
you know, it just come to me and let me love you.
Right.
As you know, let us flow together. Let us, you know, that's how I see it. So
yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying
is.
That right, but.
That's exactly
okay.
What it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So my translation is the same as your translation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play it and see if everybody's translation is the same as ours, and if it is, comment or call us at 845-241-9985. It's a beautiful song, and y'all gonna love it. If it hasn't had 50,011,000 hits, y'all just missing out. So, Song of Solomon 4:16. I love you chill.
I love your chill. Reminds me of a moonlit ride down 95 South, yeah, a romantic journey, just you and me and your chill, yeah, your vibe, your ambiance, your aura, girl, I love you.
I love your chill.
Yeah.
I love your chill.
Yeah, man. I love your chill.
chill is so beautiful. Yeah. And right about now, you looking so extravagant. You and your chill. You even have a beautiful mind. Yeah, and I can appreciate that too. Yeah, you got me all tingling inside. Yeah, your chill.
I love your chill.
You're looking extravaganza.
I love your chill.
Girl, your vibe is so, so chill.
I love your chill.
Your ambiance. So chill.
I love your chill.
Yeah.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
Girl, I'm all into
you. I love your chill.
And your chill. Your vibe.
I love your chill.
I love your chill.
I love your chill. I love your chill.
It's so pretty. I just see a couple, you know, just looking in each other's eyes and just chilling, just, you know, just appreciating each other, you know, like with a nice candle lit or, you know, just with the breeze in the background on the beach or wherever it is. That's what I see. That's what I see.
Yeah. All that, that's all of that romantic vibe going on, you know, all that, you know, and you know, when we look at what's being written in the Bible, of course, and if you look at the symbolism, and you look at the symbolism, man, it gets deep. And so when I'm writing, and I, you know, I'm not going to write like them, but I'm using symbolism when I'm writing. And so, you know, the thing is that when you're able to capture that romantic vibe, you know, and, you know, and whatever I can do, you know, that's where how it comes to me, because that's the way I'm feeling, you know. And so hopefully it helps somebody else out, you know. And,
see,
that's basically what the Song of Solomon does. It if you read it, it'll help you out. It'll help you understand how you're supposed to treat one another, how you're supposed to greet one another. What I'm supposed to say to her, what she's supposed to say to me. And that's why I made a few Song of Solomon concepts. And put them together.
I think
like
you need
this.
To make some more. You hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to make some more.
I am. I'm working on them right now. As a matter of fact, I'm working on some right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they just. I mean, this would be nice for wedding songs and just just on the beach, and you have a nice basket of whatever. Fruit, cheeses, you know, your favorite beverage of water, and whatever else. Because, I mean, it's just sitting there, just enjoying each other's company. You don't have to say anything, but you're saying so much just being together, you know. And I just love it. I just love it.
Thank you.
And the next one is Song of Solomon 2:1, which is, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And so what is the concept behind? Well, I understand that, but you want to tell the audience, the listening audience, what's your concept of that one?
Yes, the concept of this song is recognizing. I recognize in my wife the attributes that God gave her for me. And you know, and when you marry someone and that's the one you want to spend the rest of your life with, those attributes in that person has to be for you, and vice versa, in order for it to work. And so it's like I'm realizing the attributes that I see in her. You know, everything that that God made her to be for Lee Alston, and that's what that is. So basically, that's what this song is about. And so, and if you know, on the monologue, I'm actually saying that, and then I'm letting Paul just take it from there and just do his thing on the sax and kind of, you know, fill in the gaps for me on this one. Yeah, so it all came out beautifully expression on this one.
I just appreciate how God has used you to bring out these songs in a way through your music. That's all I got to say about that. So we playing Psalm 2:1.
Yeah.
Truly, you are my solistic inspiration. Your attributes of holiness help me to create a motif, truthfully bringing my feelings into light.
I already told you before, all I need is you and Paul and somebody singing to me, and I'm good. I love me a sax. I love keyboard. I love a little percussion in the background. Just set up in the corner right there and just play to me every night. It's just, it's just something about a good old... I don't need nothing else. I got King Jesus because y'all talking about Jesus and the love and so on and so forth. I am set forever. Give me a sax, keyboard, a good thumping on a bass or something. I am good. That was so pretty. That is like it just fills in. It's just like, okay, that is just so pretty. It was so pretty. Just everything to me. On a Friday night, everything is just so relaxing. So if y'all aren't relaxing, that's on y'all. It's not our fault. We're providing the music. We're providing the background. We're providing the conversation, the entertainment. Now, what y'all do, y'all need to be shopping. That's what y'all need to be doing. Not shoplifting, but shopping. And we can't shop. Let's do it all in the mall. So y'all need to be shopping so that we can spread the money back out to the communities for those people who do not have. So
that's right.
So little Johnny needs a pair of shoes or a backpack or an iPad or a computer. We can provide that for Johnny or Susie. You know whose name that is. Not even our name, but anyway, Ray Ray, Kiki, Shaniqua, whoever. Some name that you can't pronounce. It's got 17 letters and forget. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. But if y'all be shopped, you do it all.
Do it all in the mall. Yeah, man.
Yes. And so because we earn a little bit of a commission if you shop through one of the affiliates. So, every little bit helps, So y'all do you. It's safe. It's secure. It's just like Jesus' arms. It's safe and secure. Just got to shop through it. It's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
But this next song, Miss Solomon, I'm not going to read because it's a long one. So y'all need to pull out your own Bibles and go to Song of Solomon 5, verses 9 through 16. They're beautiful. I read them. It's like, okay, I got to hear what this song is about because, the Bible verses are just, they're just poetic in themselves, so I can imagine what the song is going to be like. So you want to give me the background on this one?
This one is like I said before, taking the scriptures and wrapping my head around it, and of course putting everything the way that I that I'm viewing it within my head mentally and spiritually and be able to bring it out so we could all understand what I'm reading, and so hopefully we can all be on the same page and feel exactly what I'm feeling and I'm reading and all that.
Because I'm looking at the Bible verses and it's like, okay, I want that man to come to my house so that you can play the song 2-1 and then Still Chilling and so on and so forth. Because, if you read the scriptures, like, are there really men like that? Yes. If you pray for them, they're out there.
Yeah.
You just got to pray for the right one.
That's right.
Or the
right
woman, the right man. But they are out
there.
That's
right.
And
that's
just
true.
Like
that's
Proverbs
right.
31, a virtuous woman, she's out there. You just got to be
right.
patient and wait for her. But if you pray
that's
for
true.
Her. She's out there, so you go to the book. I don't think you have one on her yet, on the virtuous woman, but I think you need to write a song on that one. Here go. No, I'm just messing. But just the way that you bring the songs and just how they're done, it's just like we just makes you just want to melt into whatever, like an ice cream on a hot sunny day. So I'm going to play Song of Solomon 5:9-16. Y'all just got to hear these songs. That's all I got to say.
Love me. Joined together in holy matrimony.
Love me.
Yes.
Husband and wife standing strong together on the strength.
Love me.
I'm not even worried about or concerned about what they're talking about over there.
Love me.
Because as long as we got each other, that's all that really matters. Let the haters hate and the lovers keep loving.
Yeah.
And that's on the strength. Yeah.
Turn down the light.
love me.
No, you can't.
If you don't.
So pretty. We have about 10 minutes left. Is there any song in particular you want me to play before we close out this evening?
How about Gullah Soul lyric? Now, I got two Gullah Soul lyrics. One, and as a matter of fact, there are the dates on them. That's how I labeled them. They were just thoughts, so that's why I call them Gullah Soul lyrics. I think one is 12-3, and the other one is like Gullah Soul lyric 2021.
You would have to
that.
Do something I don't have downloaded. You would have to do that to me.
I don't have that downloaded. What do you have downloaded right now that we can ponder on? And
oh, 50,011,000. I was talking about the what is the vibe you're thinking of? Because I got the Boss remake, and I have a whole. I got the Jamming section. I got Gullah Soul and Strength. I got Confessions. I like that. That was pretty.
Confessions.
We have the Gullah Soul Music Theory. Excuse me.
I tell you what. Let's do my. Let's do the Boss. Let's do that Boss remake. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, the Boss remake.
I like that one too. I like that one a lot. So here we go. Excuse me.
Smothers Day, crackling bread, grits and gravy, cornbread. Yeah. Yeah, man.
you, man.
Brown in the background?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I've ever heard The Boss before.
Yeah, that's what I did. I actually took the raw sample from the movie Black Caesar. You know, he did the soundtrack for Black Caesar. And that was the one, you know, that was the soundtrack. So what I did, I've always wanted to do that soundtrack. I always wanted it ever since I heard it. And so what I did, I took the raw sample from that, and what I did, I went on top of my own bass line, guitar, and some organ and everything else to put my own on top of it.
Mm.
And so, you know, so I can remake it my way. And so I just use that for promotional purposes, of course, because I just wanted to use it because I always thought that was an important track.
That's real nice. Really nice. Really, really nice. Well, all y'all who are listening out there, it has been a wonderful evening. You know, what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, I know you're going to have at least 12 more songs for me to play. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, boy,
We're going to go from church to maybe some jazz, because every time I get to this point, it's like, I can do another hour with you at least. So
yeah.
We have about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get ready to close out, but, you know, thank you so much again, Mr. Lee, as we say, for being with us today, and just wonderful. Just appreciate you taking the time and educating us and talking to us and being with us and, you know, seasoning us and, y'all preachers out there, if you want to use some of his songs, you know, you can contact us, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind you using his songs at your church services. I know I would if I was about it. Get the church quake. Hey, get the church quake. That'd be my theme song right there. That would be my theme song right there. I'm trying to tell you, that would be my theme song. So I just, you know, want to tell you that I appreciate you again, as always. And as we close out, because we've got a couple minutes, you want to say anything to your people? You know, where we can contact you and everything?
Yeah, y'all can contact me, of course, at doitallinthemall.com and numberonemusic.com/LeeAlston. You can go there and you can listen to there's music on there as well. Go to doitallinthemall.com, man, and check them out. They got a lot of good stuff on there, and let's support one another. And I really thank y'all for listening in tonight, tuning in, calling in. Everything was beautiful tonight. And I thank you all. Love y'all. God bless y'all.
All right. Thank you. It has been, you know, thank you for allowing us to enter your homes, wherever you may be, and the listening to Let's Do a Radio, to Do It All in the Mall. Please join us in a couple of weeks when he is back with more music. And if you want to hear this episode again, you can go to Do It All in the Mall on the homepage and go to Let's Do a Radio. And then you can always play the episodes on demand or anything that we've played in the past. Because we got some good music, some good things out there. We think wealth. We got some everything out there. We got relationships. We have keeping history alive. We have keeping it real with Sergeant Parks. We have Vitiligo Fridays. So we touch on just about everything. Then we have our Sunday services again and Bible study on Wednesdays. So we want to thank you all for joining us again with Late Night with Lee Alston. And just remember to do it all in the mall. Whatever you do, just do it.
Yeah, man.
Do it all in the mall. I think you need to do a jingle to that for Do It All in the Mall.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Please do. But thank you all again, worldwide listeners. Yeah. Join us again on this Sunday. We have service at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern with Reverend Lynn Andrews Watkins. And so please join us for church this Memorial weekend. Thank you as we sign off. Have a blessed rest of the weekend. Stay safe for Memorial Day. And just, you know, keep God with you at all times, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, remember each other. You know, don't hate each other. Remember each other and lift each other up instead of tearing one another down. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.